This is KUT. Texas ranks third in the country for the number of clinics advertising stem cell treatments. But as KUT's Sangeeta Menon reports, new research raises questions about doctors offering those treatments and issues with safety and effectiveness.
Put simply, stem cells are generic cells, a kind of blank slate. They can keep multiplying and develop into specialized cells, like muscle cells or red blood cells. Stem cell treatments try to take advantage of that regenerative property to help fix diseased or damaged tissues in the body. They're often used to treat blood-related cancers and some immunological conditions. Those treatments are backed by numerous studies, according to Lee Turner with the University of Minnesota Center for Bioethics.
In some instances, these are the only potentially curative procedures available for some kinds of cancer.
But he says there are issues with other stem cell treatments. For one, about half of the clinics advertising stem cell-related treatments in Texas, California, and Florida don't seem to have a doctor with the right expertise to practice in that field of medicine.
We found a lot of individuals where, you know, someone, for example, who had no background in neurology, no background in neurosurgery, no relevant expertise, working at a clinic that would market purported stem cell treatments for ALS, muscular dystrophy, spinal cord injuries, Alzheimer's disease, and sort of, you know, the list would go on and on.
Aside from clinicians practicing outside their training, Turner says clinics around the country are also advertising stem cell therapies without proof that they're safe or effective. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration regulates drugs and biological products like human cells. The level of FDA oversight required depends on the degree to which cells are manipulated after they're extracted from the body. Turner says companies providing direct-to-consumer stem cell treatments interpret the rules in a way that puts their products in a category that doesn't need FDA approval. But the FDA is starting to crack down on those clinics.
My name is Mihnea Dumitrescu is my last name. I'm a physician. My practice name is Precision Regenerative and Functional Medicine.
Dumitrescu offers stem cell treatments as part of a larger treatment plan. He doesn't think clinics in Austin are intentionally misinterpreting regulations to reduce FDA scrutiny, but he does agree Austin has a problem.
I think the problem we have in Austin in general is that people who are probably not competent enough to practice regenerative medicine are all of a sudden all stem cell experts because it sells.
And he agreed there are issues with doctors practicing stem cell treatments outside of their expertise.
If you're a chiropractor and you claim to train ALS with intravenous stem cells, I think that you don't have to have a medical degree to see that there's something wrong with that, right?
In 2017, the Texas legislature passed a bill allowing investigational stem cell treatments that aren't FDA approved, but only for people who are terminally ill or have severe chronic diseases. Oversight would be provided by a state board. David Bales with the nonprofit Texans for Cure says regenerative medicine is a growing field that needs to be funded more, but that more must be done to protect patients.
We just want transparent collaboration because we think that that'll help the patients the best. And the way things are hodgepodge legally right now, that's not the case.
Bales pushed for a registry to track what doctors were administering which stem cells and the outcomes. That registry was approved by the 2019 legislature, but it won't be created until 2027. Sangeeta Menon, KUT News.